At Wednesday night's GOP debate, moderators asked Ben Carson about his involvement with the nutritional supplement company Manitech. Now, Manitech has been under scrutiny from federal and state officials for claims it's made about its product. And in the debate, Carson said he, quote, didn't have an involvement with them. Well, he may not have been a paid spokesman, but he has given a number of speeches at the company, and he said he's used Manitech supplements for about a decade. Plus, he has appeared in videos on Manitech's website.
We with our sophisticated brains ought to know that there's an awful lot of really good stuff in natural products. And that's why I was drawn toward Manitech, because it recognized, you know, the influence on health of natural foods.
So what exactly is Manitech and what are they selling? Well, Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now for a closer look. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, tell us about Manitech. What kind of company is it?
You know, it's a small company based in Texas, and it develops nutritional supplements and creams, that sort of thing. Has less than 300 people employed officially by the company, but it uses this big network of independent distributors. And it's a business plan known as multi-level marketing, which can also often be very controversial. It's similar to Amway and Herbalife, and a lot of critics will refer to it as a pyramid scheme, basically.
I see. Now, the company has had some legal challenges. I mean, Manitech paid, what, $7 million to settle civil charges brought against it in Texas for deceptive and illegal claims regarding its supplements?
That's right. And that is a case that got a lot of scrutiny recently. Mainly, there was a Wall Street Journal report recently that discussed the settlement. And the Texas Attorney General basically accused them of false advertising by presenting the sort of miracle cure stories at sales meetings, done by their distributors, you know, the independent distributors. But the, you know, the Texas AG was saying, look, they allow these materials to be circulated by associates, and they sort of suggested that the products could treat things like Down syndrome and cystic fibrosis, autism, and really serious diseases. And, you know, that is basically the heart of the matter now, is these claims done mostly through their distributors about, you know, the wonderful things you can do with these supplements.
Right. Well, it's interesting because Manitech is in this giant world of nutritional supplements, which is largely unregulated. I mean, they can legally come close to making claims like it supports good health. There are language workarounds here. But is it common for companies like Manitech to actually get to the point where they actually have to pay for settlements?
You know, it's not uncommon for them to come under this type of scrutiny. I remember about a decade ago, the FDA banned ephedra, dietary supplement, you know, and the problem there was that it was, you know, they thought it was causing heart damage and other big risks. But many other companies have gotten scrutiny like this. The issue is that the FDA doesn't have to approve these products, but they can come after you if you're making sort of bold claims about them that they don't think you can back up.
Well, Michael Regan is a columnist at Bloomberg News talking to us about Manitech. It's that supplement company that GOP candidate Ben Carson may or may not be directly associated with. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.